You're tuned in to Wake Up Normal. I'm Anne.
I'm Gabriel.
And I'm Sarah.
And somebody call Vogue, Cosmopolitan, somebody, because here once again to talk about all things magazines, we have Emmalyn Schumard, editorial intern for University Marketing and Communications. Welcome back.
Hey, everybody.
So happy to have you here once again.
So happy to be here.
So, the new magazines.
Yes.
Tell me about it. I'm ready.
So, the fall issue of State Magazine is out now and can be found in entrances to Milner Library, the front desk of the Alumni Center, the Bone Student Center, and kiosks across campus. You can also find it online at news.illinoisstate.edu/publications/illinoisstate. The magazine covers the activities and accomplishments of ISU's alumni and comes out 4 times annually. This issue of State has some amazing stories, including a recap of a half century of concerts at Illinois State, details on the rise of AI, and an interview with Dr. R. David Edmonds, who spent his life studying Native American history.
Wow.
That's really interesting.
Lots of good stories in this one.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. That sounds really fun. Mm-hmm. Especially the concert one, too, you know.
I was going to comment on that.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, this one's really beautiful. It's several pages, and they've dug up a bunch of images from all these concerts throughout the years that have been held at ISU at the various stadiums and stages that they have here. But this one's actually really great because this one has online content as well.
Oh,
so you
awesome.
Can look at it and have it to hold in the magazine and see where, count them all up and see if you've seen any of them. But you can also go online and see the bonus content that we have there where we were able to track down like videos and tickets and posters.
Oh, that's fun.
And things from the concerts.
Yeah. Oh, that's really cool. That's really
awesome.
Cool. I know, especially I love to be able to read it and like see the pictures and everything and like hold it, but also like to use like go online and like watch the videos.
Yes.
That's like really
cool.
I gotta
find the recordings from the Grateful Dead and Horton.
Right.
I'm so honest.
Yeah. No, there are some of these on here I wish I'd seen, like Johnny Cash and
no way.
Aretha Franklin. They had Prince here at one point. Like,
that's insane.
I know.
I know.
I would not guess that. That's
either.
So crazy.
Yeah.
That's
we put
so
some big
cool.
names. And my favorite thing on the online story is there's this back room where they stick all the artists whenever they're here, and anyone that comes will sign the walls. So
really?
They have a little video on that room and all the walls that are signed where you can see like people have put their signatures up.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Artists. Yeah.
Oh, that's fun. It's like a tradition thing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
mm-hmm.
so cool. Where is that located?
You're like, I'm not going to find it.
I don't
think that information is included for tracking down by students. No.
Right. No, I know. They said.
We'll see what we can do.
We could find it.
Where there's a will, there's a way.
Right, right.
Go on a little scavenger hunt.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
I think we totally could find it.
Well, I think your next best bet is to go online and see it there.
Again, what was the website name?
You can just Google Illinois State Magazine, and it'll come right up for you.
Oh, perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. And even, like, the story about, you know, the professor and, like, the, you know, he says his research with, like, Native American, like.
Yes.
Yeah.
Really, really
Dr. Edmonds.
Yes.
Yeah. He has spent his life researching that. He's written a book that's come out, and he also, I think, probably the thing I found most interesting is he's used as an expert witness in a lot of cases involving Native American, like court cases or getting
yeah.
land back or getting water, things like that. So that's
okay.
what he does, as well as just research in general.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Well, that's really cool.
It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
I was going to say, so many like interesting and like really cool things in this magazine.
Yeah. I really like this one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That and then the AI story, I think, in
oh,
particular
yes.
is
yes.
very relevant just
especially,
because
especially now.
Yeah. No, I think it's a good story to give you kind of a pulse of what the university is thinking about AI right now, just some
yeah.
of the ideas that are kind of in teachers' heads and professors' heads. And like they interview the chief technology officer, they have some stuff from him, they have some stuff from artists here at ISU, and just kind of how this AI is coming into play and what it could be used for and what it's safe to be used for and what you need to think about when you're making use of it yourself, because it's not going to go away anytime soon.
Right,
yeah.
yeah. It's like, mm-hmm. you know, it's coming up like brand new thing and we kind of have to like, you know, navigate it and like, you know, yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, we've been talking a lot about it in here, especially because have you listened to the Beatles' new?
I have.
Yes.
So they used AI for that. And
They did.
There's... Mm-hmm. What do you think about that?
From what I've heard, and correct me if I'm wrong,
yes.
they used it to extract his voice and make it clearer, yes?
Yeah. No, yeah. It's like they took like, you know, because they had the raw file and they mm-hmm. used it to just kind of refine it and like, you know, yeah. make sure it was like, you know, sounded yeah. like decent. Because I know that was the problem with mm-hmm. the original track was it was very kind of fuzzy and had, you know, cracks and breaks mm-hmm. in it. So they kind of really helped to like make it more smooth mm-hmm. and like, you know, sound way better and like refined.
Yeah.
I'm more comfortable with that than yeah. I am with like a voice being made up or
exactly.
taking someone's voice out of its context.
I don't know yeah. if you've seen on TikTok, there's always like AI generated like Harry Styles singing.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
And it's so scary because it sounds exactly like them.
Right, yeah. right.
I'm like, that is terrifying.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it is really creepy.
Should read the magazine article. Maybe it would help give you a little more clues on what's going on.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
So plug. You
for
know,
sure.
What
we're
for.
Exactly, yes.
And where again can we find this like magazine?
You can find it all over campus. A lot of the buildings have little kiosks where you can just see all the magazines that we put out kind of stacked up. They're on those little clear stands.
Yeah, yeah.
You can find them in the Bone. You can find them in Milner. You can travel all the way down to the Alumni Center and find it there. They're really scattered all over. So the second you see one, just pick it up, stick it in your backpack, and maybe later if you have time at the end of the day, you can flip through and see what's there.
Oh, that's awesome.
Awesome.
Yes.
I love it.
That's really cool.
Well, thank you so much for coming in once again. You're always welcome.
Thank you. Favorite always happy to be here.
Thank you so much.